Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Operation Metro Surge is the main reason the No Kings flagship rally is in St. Paul this year. Ann Tracy of Women's March Minnesota says ICE operations shine a spotlight on the state.
We've been so diligent of taking care of our community. So in part, this is a celebration. This is a celebration of what we've been able to do peacefully, nonviolent, by sticking together, by being a community, by recognizing that the power is in the people.
Tracy says they're hoping for more than 100,000 people at tomorrow's rally. It's the final day before the state legislature leaves for spring break. MNN's John Anderson has this week's Capitol Recap.
Governor Wall started his statewide tour looking at possible bonding bill projects.
I've tried to make it as clear as possible that bonding is our top priority.
For the first time, children will be allowed on the Senate floor. Republican Julia Coleman fought for the rule change.
Women who have felt the call to service but say they can't because the Senate isn't family friendly enough and maybe they'll consider the House.
Another gun bill was defeated in committee. This one would ban ghost guns. Republican Bedell Duran was against it.
Criminals don't care. Criminals do not care what laws we put in place.
From the Capitol, John Anderson for MNN.
The Minnesota Secretary of State's office is being subpoenaed to turn in certain individual voter records. The move is part of a federal investigation into whether non-citizens are registered or have illegally cast ballots in the state. CBS News reports the Justice Department is in search of records about more than 125 individuals in Minnesota. And it's a Sweet 16 Friday for the Golden Gopher women's basketball team as they take on UCLA tonight in Sacramento. Gopher sophomore guard Tori McKinney of Minnetonka says they are ready to advance again in this tourney.
Yes, although it was like our goal to make it to the Sweet 16, now that we're here, it's not really something that we have to like reconsider, rethink about it, but we just want to keep playing for as long as possible, so we're going to go out and compete with every game that we have given to us.
The Gophers have won 12 of their last 14 games, including first and second round victories over Green Bay and Ole Miss. In other headlines, Republican State Representative Spencer Igo of Itasca County is touting his bill that would elevate nuclear energy options in Minnesota. It was laid over in the House Energy Committee on Thursday afternoon. Igo says Minnesota's carbon-free energy goals make it critical to explore all viable sources, including nuclear, to achieve these targets. Minnesota high schools are being encouraged to enroll in the State Office of Higher Education's Direct Admissions Program. OHE spokesperson Keith Hovis says the program takes away the stress of the college application process for high school seniors.
At the start of a high school senior's last academic year of high school, colleges will review the academic records, and then that student will receive a letter saying which of those colleges are willing to offer them proactive admissions.
More info on the program can be found on the department's website. And U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar is supporting the package that will fund most of the Department of Homeland Security. Long lines at TSA airport checkpoints put pressure on the U.S. Senate to act. The package now goes to the U.S. House. This is MNN.